The Sault Ste. Marie detachment of the OPP is reminding the public about ice safety. Local lakes and rivers in the area may have a thin layer of ice, but with the milder weather it may still not be safe to venture onto, police said in a news release. Residents must proceed with caution regarding thin ice conditions on area waterways, police said. Many factors affect ice thickness, the OPP noted, including type of water, time of year, water depth and size of body of water, currents, tides, and other moving water, logs, rocks, and shoals absorbing heat from the sun, changing air temperature. Ice does not freeze at uniform thickness throughout the body of water. When ice forms early and may look safe, it is likely not thick, strong, or stable enough to support much weight, police noted. Thickness should be checked regularly as you move further onto the ice. The OPP's reminder comes 2 days after a 60-year-old man in the Sudbury area died after falling through the ice of Onwetton Lake in Hanmer. A spokesperson with the Greater Sudbury Police Service said the death was a stark reminder of the need to prioritize safety, given the ongoing mild weather conditions. The nation's capital is also all too familiar with this kind of tragedy after 4 teenagers fell through the ice while skating on the Rideau Canal in Ottawa on December 27. 2 of those teens, aged 16 and 17, did not survive. Anyone considering venturing out on ice-covered bodies of water for recreational activities should only do so with an experienced outdoor enthusiast who is familiar with local conditions and water currents, police advise. Children should not play near or on ice-covered bodies of water unless supervised by an experienced, safety-conscious person. Police said to follow the motto, "No ice is safe ice," and noted that venturing out onto unsafe ice also puts the lives of first responders at risk when they are forced to make a rescue. For more information on ice safety, go to www.redcross.ca.